Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our
Thank you for calling. To leave a message, please press 1. To leave a fax, press 2. Or
the person you have dialed can't take your call now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording,
hello, if you can hear me, I just heard it say mute and unmuted. Okay. Hello, hello, hello. I don't hear any background noise or anything on that side. Should I try to connect to the internet again on the website?
Okay, Paul, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, so what we did was I called in as a guest because I can clearly hear you, and I can clearly hear myself in the system. So you're going to kind of hear this kind of echo because it's a third call in. So kind of ignore it, but use that as a source of sound to understand how my questions are coming at you, okay?
All right. Okay.
So, Father, we just give thanks to you that we do have dominion through Jesus the Christ, who has given us the ability to be the sons of God in the earth. We are blood-born into this family with a divine enablement to carry out these assignments that you have ordained for us. We ask that your anointing would flow into the lives of those that this is being channeled to through the different avenues that you've given us. And we will walk in your purpose and your destiny that you have anointed and you have approved. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So I'm using again. And I'm getting feedback. Is it your equipment? Okay, all right. So I'm going to just start.
Welcome to the Voice of Destiny show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God is destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Hey guys, welcome to the Voice of Destiny show. If this is the first time that you tune in, I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hopps. I'm going to start all over, Paul, because I had too many mental distractions.
All right,
Marty, it's still echoing in. So if we can get this some kind of way, like maybe cut the volume down or something. Lord, if Paul can hear me. All right, Lord, we're going to ride on your...
Welcome to the Voice of Destiny show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God is destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Welcome, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to the Voice of Destiny show. God has a plan and a purpose for every one of our lives. And the scriptures tells us in Ecclesiastes that there is a time and there is a season for everything under the earth. And we in the globe right now, most nations are wrestling with a principality and a power that we've come to call COVID-19. And this is a special edition of the Voice of Destiny show to bring you encouragement, but also to give you strategies, because this timing and this season is something that God has allowed. And God is going to use this particular moment in history to allow us to manifest as the sons and the daughters of God. But we have to understand what's in God's mind with all of this. We have to understand what God is intending to accomplish through the warfare that we are all dealing with, and to help us to walk out this this mandate, this season, this period that God's given us. I've invited an executive life coach and apostle to the nations, Paul Thornton, to have a conversation with us about purpose and what is the nature of purpose in times like this. Many times we question what is going on, but everything that goes on in our life, in the time and the season that God has ordained for them, they are totally under God's control. So we have to take these moments right now and look back at purpose and manifest purpose to fulfill what it is that God wants us to do. And so, Paul Thornton, welcome to the Voice of Destiny show. Will you please tell us a little bit about what you feel God's heart is for us right now, and take us to a place where you can explain to us, for you, what is purpose? What is the nature of purpose? And what is it that God wants to do to walk it in purpose? Okay.
Well, thank you, Dr. Daniel. It's a pleasure to be with you. You know, I've been thinking about it and preparing for this interview. I had a couple of thoughts. And one of the first thoughts that I've been sharing with people is, even though all of this is happening right now with this virus, the fact of the matter is Jesus has not fallen off the throne. He is still very much Lord, and he is still very much in control. And and this situation did not catch him by surprise. It caught us by surprise, but it did not catch the Lord by surprise. And the other thing is this, regardless of what is happening around us, we are still people of purpose. None of us no one that's listening right now was born 1 minute early or 1 minute late. You're right in the timing of God. And so just because there are difficult and challenging things going on around us does not mean that our purpose and our destiny has changed at all. It doesn't mean that God's will has changed at all. It doesn't mean that his plan for our life has changed at all. But what it does mean is when challenging times like this come, we have to learn to be focused. We have to learn to be kingdom-minded. We have to remind ourselves that we are people of destiny and that we are people of purpose and that God has an assignment for our lives. None of this that's going on right now, for the world, it's a challenging time. There's a lot that's going on. But for the people of God, we still have an assignment. We still have something to do here in the earth that God has called us to. And so it's during these challenging times that we have to learn to stay focused on our purpose. One of the things that we have to learn to do is to realize that while these challenges are going on, because really the challenges are to try to distract us and try to discourage us and try to derail us from our already predestined path. And so we can do one of two things. We can either walk in fear or we can walk in faith. And as kingdom people, God has instructs us that we walk by faith and not by sight. And it's the enemy will use situations like this to try to tell us that, things are out of control. God is not with us. All the lies that he would try to tell us. But the truth of the matter is, we are still people of destiny. We are still people of purpose, and God's plan for our lives has just not changed. And we are all called to greatness. We are all called to do something for the kingdom. And the reality of it is that when we're trying to achieve purpose and we're trying to achieve destiny, greatness is not an easy process. There's always going to be challenges. And so
Go back to that place and define what is purpose. You know, really, from your point of view, how do you understand purpose, and how do we use it to balance the scale of what's reality today?
Well, when we define purpose, we define it as that it's that that predetermined, that preordained, that path that God has called us to. It's a divine call. It's a divine assignment. Everyone who is born has a divine assignment, has a purpose. And so a synonym for purpose, and we talk about this all the time, is destiny. It's that eternal call on the inside of us. That it's that thing that wakes us up every morning. It's that thing that drives us to succeed. It's that thing in our lives that keeps us determined regardless of the odds. And that can be whether it's ministry, whether it's business, whether it's something in the kingdom, but is that assignment, is that preordained thing that God has called you to do to be a blessing in the earth?
When we look at purpose manifesting in our life, it really does affect who we are. Can you talk to us about the relationship that purpose and destiny has with who we are?
Yes, I believe that the foundation for our destiny is Christ. It is our relationship with him. I mentioned earlier that in order to maintain focus with our destiny and purpose, we have to maintain focus. But in order to do that, we have to have a sound relationship with Christ. In order to get through this crisis, we have to know who God is to us. We have to have a personal relationship with him. And it is out of that relationship that we can remain focused on what God has called us to. It's out of our relationship with the Father that we can continue to walk the path that he's called us to. And everybody's path is different. Everybody's focus is different. But the key is to make sure that you have the right direction and the right instructions from the Lord to keep moving forward in your purpose.
So we often, when we're walking with people, when they come to know Christ, they need to know who they are in Christ. But we also need to know who we are in the world. And understanding who Christ is and who we are in this world, who we are purposed and assigned to be in this world, we can take the substance and come from that and begin to pursue it and with a passion.
Yeah.
But this requires something that we call endurance. Can you talk to us about endurance and what endurance is, and what is it that we need to do with endurance to make manifest what God has intended for us? There are many people that leave the planet and never really fulfilled what God intended them to be because they did not endure. They didn't endure the trials, the testings, the circumstances. But help us to understand what is endurance and what factor does it play in us manifesting and reaching that place that's on the other side of grit.
Well, endurance is the ability to bear unpleasant and difficult circumstances without giving way to the situation. And so it's the ability to continue. When you're enduring, you're going to continue in the course of action that you're on in spite of the opposition, in spite of the challenges. To endure, you have the ability to be determined to achieve your goals regardless of the setbacks. And if we look at what we're dealing with right now, it looks as if because so many people are getting ill and some people are passing on and we're dealing with social distancing and there's just a lot of different dynamics. But in the midst of all of this, we need to be, as kingdom people, we need to be people of not just endurance, but persistence. And so that's actually what from my studies, I've realized is actually a skill that you develop over time. And it's not during the easy times that you develop endurance and persistence, but it's during these difficult times. Because to be quite honest, it's very easy to relax and do nothing when everything is easy. It's relatively easy to persist when things are going well. But highly persistent people find ways to keep going despite any major setbacks or lack of evidence that they're moving forward in their goals. And so even in my writing with the book, I came up with several principles that can be applied to help people to endure. And one of those principles is you have to know what your purpose is. Nobody can really tell you your purpose. You have to know it for yourself. So many people live and die, and they don't know what their purpose is. And so, again, from the spiritual side, you have to have a relationship with God. But from the natural side, one of the things that I found that you can do is go through what's called a process of elimination. Focus on what you don't want and move those things out of your life. And once you realize what's left over, those are the things that you want in your life, and those are the things that give you a sense of meaning and momentum.
Mm. Well, when people begin to sense what you just said, you explained vision. Because once people are able to remove the blockages to their view, their understanding of who they are, what's left over is the distance between where they are in that clarity and the actual destination. Mm. Which for me is vision. Can we talk about how we can persist with vision? How do we cultivate vision? Because your mission is the why, but your vision is your methodology, you know, the method that you use to approach your destination. And so will you help us to understand, once we've discovered who we are, how do we get clarity? How do we develop the mechanism of vision?
Well, when you look at vision, vision is that dream, it's that that business, it's that desire, it's that inward thing that you wake up with and you want to pursue. And so when it comes to one of the characteristics of a person who is persistent and endurance and has endurance is that they recognize that they have a vision. They recognize that they have purpose. Some people call it a higher purpose. I call it a divine purpose. They recognize that whatever they're doing, it's more than just earning a paycheck. It is something that is ingrained in them that God has given them. And so when you're going after a vision, it takes great focus. It takes a lot of emotion. It takes a lot of energy. It really consumes you, but that's a good thing when God is in the center of it. Enduring people often think of their vision the first thing when they wake up, and it's the last thing before they go to bed. And so if you're going to persist through this season that we are in, you have to keep the vision in front of you. The scripture says that, you know, my people perish without a vision, that, you know, the people perish. So you have to write it down. You have to put it on your refrigerator. If you have to recite it every day, the key is to make sure that you remain focused on what God has called you to, focused on your purpose.
I gotta tell you that a lot of times people do not realize the importance of clarity of purpose. In our research, we discovered when we were preparing Destiny the Other Side of the Through that many of the social researchers were reporting that they perceive that only 3% of the people on the planet know their purpose. 97% of us walk around as wondering generalities. And if that is where most of us are walking, when a wind like COVID comes into our atmosphere, it really does disturb people's sense of being, people's sense of clarity, people's sense of purpose. And it's difficult for them to persist and overcome all these things. But I got to tell you, God has given us the ability to overcome it. None of this has taken him by surprise, and he's already set things in place. And one of the things that I recognize that stops people from persisting is the wrestling with fear. I want to invite Evangelist and Somas Danette Padilla into our conversation. And I'd like to talk with her and you about how to turn the false evidence that appears real into a weapon of faith using our purpose. And so, Danette, I'm going to ask you if you will speak to us.
Hello.
Okay, Danette, can you hear me? Well, okay. So we'll pick up. So right now, at the last time I checked on CNN, it was reporting over 3,000 people had passed from COVID here in the country, and so people are really alarmed. They are really afraid. But what we do know that 80% of the people that contact this virus, they are going to survive. They're going to prevail, and they're going to prevail against this. And in their prevailing, they're going to be victorious. But 20% of people are at risk. But 100% of the people seem to be wrestling with this thing with fear. So I'm asking Danette, if you are with us, if you would simply speak to us about what God has spoken to you about faith and about integrity in your faith when you're in times like this.
Thank you, Dr. Hutt. So this is an amazing time for the church to be able to rise and shine to the occasion. We have been prepared for such a time as this. Many of us have been behind the scenes working with resources and things like that across the board in helping the community. And when crisis like this takes place, this is our time to be able to come out and to be able to offer these resources to the community, to be able to show them that that there's peace in the midst of chaos and crisis and confusion, that there's hope times. We as kingdom people, we don't see things the way that the world does. In fact, it's pretty contrary. It's opposite of the way the world sees things. We see this as an opportunity for not only the church to rise up, but also an opportunity for God to show up and show himself to a world that has no hope, or a world that doesn't know him. This is opportunity. So anytime we're facing crisis or opposition or anything, any type of fears, because fears do come in different ways. Anytime we're facing fear, this is an opportunity for us to show them faith. And so, yeah. I think I really believe that the resources are available, that that the church is available and open, and this is a time of harvest. The world is looking for answers. They're looking for peace. Mm. They're searching for something, and this something is all to be found in the kingdom. This is something that all of this is to be found in Jesus. And so we have that. So this is an opportunity for us to be able to share this with the world. This is open doors, open opportunities, and a time of harvest, because hearts are being prepared in this time of desperation for some, in this time of determination for some. They're determined to find what it is that they're looking for. This is an opportunity for us to be able to share and with these resources, because a lot of times people are not just wanting to know that we care they're needing help in many different ways. The spiritual perspective and the tangible and the natural perspective. So with these resources, we're able to bring them what it is that they're needing in the natural, but then that opens the door for the supernatural. That opens the door for the spiritual. So their hearts are being prepared. They're desperate for answers. And then even with the church now that we're having to be staying at home, this is an opportunity even for the church to get and seek God and get behind the scenes and really tune in to what he's saying, tune in to what he's wanting to reveal to us, and the mysteries. Nothing is done by surprise to him. There's already answers. This is an opportunity for the church to not look at the spheres and the things that are in front of us, but to look at the destination on the other side of it. On the other side of it, there's something that God is wanting to do in the earth, and I believe that there's going to be a supernatural wave of his presence and of his spirit that's going to cover the earth right now. America, I believe right now, is being in a place of humility because America has, in a sense, often done what America wants to do, but we know that God has a plan for America. We know that God has a plan for each and every one of us. So we're just in a place, a posture of humility, and a place and a posture of being able to seek him and find answers and direction as to what he would like to do on the other side of this thing. So,
I think fear drains people from functioning in their purpose. But for those of us that are of faith and those that are choosing to move in faith, we have to remember Romans 8:28, that all these things work together for our good. To those of us that love God and to those of us that are called according to his purpose, this gives us a resource that we can tap into to walk out the assignment that God has given us. But fear is a false evidence that if fear is real. And I mean, I tell people all the time that the substance that fear is made out of is the same stuff that faith is made out of. But we choose which house we're going to use that substance. Are we going her music to be negative and fearful of putting music to look at the circumstances positive and think that God is going to keep his word and work this thing together for our good. Paul, can you help us to look at how we can face the evidence and tap into the prophetic and the sorrowful resources that God has given us to walk in dominion? Because and the things that we're seeing, they're real. Goliath was a real thing, when David saw it. The Red Sea was a real thing. And Pharaoh and his army chasing the people of God was real. But they had to tap into the power and resource that God had ordained for them and move towards the evidence with faith. How do we take the false evidence of being real and manifest the substance that is of faith and not of fear, which is negative?
Go
ahead.
Yeah, Jeanette, we'll come back to you. Go.
One of the things we have to remember is that when all the plagues and all the things that were happening with the Egyptians were occurring, the people of God were in Goshen. They were protected. And one of the scriptures that I've been leaning on and have been encouraging people with throughout this entire crisis is Psalm 91, that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I mm-hmm. just believe that the people of God during this time, if they will just grab hold of faith and trust in the Lord, that they will be protected. I also believe this. I like what my sister said about that this is the opportunity. This is an opportunity mm-hmm. for the church. We have to be mm-hmm. careful that once all of this is over with, that we just don't go back to what we were doing. God may need mm-hmm. us to do church differently. He may need us to come up with different strategies. And whatever mm-hmm. resources, whatever answers that we need during this time, whatever people need during this time, God has those answers. And so I do agree. I believe there's a great harvest of souls that can come through this. But we as leaders, those who are in leadership, those who are in the fivefold ministry, we need to seek God during this time to make sure that we apply proper strategies going forth, that we apply proper wisdom going forth. The world, I believe, is getting ready to turn to the church and look to us for answers. And so we have to make mm-hmm. sure that we have intelligent answers and that we have the resources in place to be able to be a blessing.
Well, that's incredible that we look at this moment of reinvent. I believe God has given us a chance to look at his ecosystem, reach to manage the earth, which is the second amounts of influence, and reinvent and take advantage of the opportunity. Jeanette, can you speak to this opportunity that's been presented before us? I cut you off, but I wanted to give you a chance to come in and add to your understanding of what God is helping us to understand about what to do about the evidence that we are all having to face. And Paul had just said, look, let's look at the evidence as the opportunity, the blueprint for taking advantage of what God wants us to advantage in this time to advance the kingdom. What is God speaking to you about?
To be available, to be able to offer them the right resources and the encouragement that this too mm-hmm. will pass. That things that this is only temporary, that what it's producing and what it's producing in the midst of it will the glory of it will far outweigh the trial itself. There's something on the other side of this that mm-hmm. that we can keep our eyes on instead of the circumstance or the situation at hand. Instead of the fear that would try to stand before us, there's a target on the other side of this thing to be able to point them to be able to give them some insight into and help them to see even from a higher perspective, help ourselves to even be aware that there's, like we said, strategies that are going to be downloaded to the people of faith that are in tune and listening. There's going to be strategies downloaded to us to be able to help those to overcome and help them to get through this and on to the other side of it. And I'm in hope and believing that it will bring the souls in, and those will know who Jesus is and the hope in which we are called to.
Yeah, there are going to be many people that are going to go back and say, when COVID-19 manifested, it brought me to Christ. It brought me to my knees because I realized that I couldn't trust in my science, my technology. I really had to trust in God. And so one of the things that you wrote in your book is that fear is an agent of change. I'm going to toss that at Paul and ask Paul to speak to us about how to use fear as an agent of change. When I've taught my kids how to drive on the highway, I explain to them, when you see the red light in the cars in front of you, that's them putting their brakes on. And that is to speak to you that you should be putting your brakes on. Because if you don't make some changes where you are right now, you're going to find yourself in an accident. How do we use this fear that so many people are facing, nations are facing, from the greatest amongst us to the least amongst us? How do we use the fear as the evidence, the false evidence, as an agent of change? And then I'm going to come back and give the next chance to speak to that also, because I believe that this is a sign and a warning of what God is directing us to do in the now. Just many of us, because the fear just can't be. And so Paul tells us, how can we use this false evidence that appears real as an agent of change?
Well, I think one of the things that I've been thinking about recently is this COVID, this challenge is not just an opportunity for the church, but it's also a challenge to look at our lives individually as far as kingdom people. Because what I've noticed is even within the church, even within the kingdom, there are people that you know, believe God and have faith, but then there are those that are fearful within the kingdom. I'm not talking about outside the kingdom, but within the kingdom.
Yes.
And so we have to take a evaluation of our personal relationship with the Lord if we're going to go to the next level in this, if God is going to download strategies to us. Where are we in our personal relationship with God? If we are walking in fear, then we need to ask the hard questions. Why am I walking in fear? Is my relationship, should I be praying more? Should I be in the Word more? What are the things that I should be doing so to close the door for this, so this fear is no longer a part of my life? So I think that God is using this not just to draw the harvest in, but also to draw the people of God closer to Him so that we are not so dependent on each other or the preacher or whatever system that we have put in place. I believe that God is using this as an opportunity to get rid of all the idols and all the things that have distracted us. And so I believe that if we respond properly to the Lord in this, the church is going to come out as a great source of light to the world.
Well, I think this is incredible truth that we're talking about. I've been telling people from the beginning of this to, on one hand, plead the blood of Jesus. Let your faith be in Jesus and what He wants to have done. But on the second hand, we need to plead common sense. The scriptures says that happy is without a vision of the people first, but happy is he to keep with the law of God and that which is also of man. But we need to begin to apply the best science that God has given us, because really, we're in this world. We're not of this world, but we're in this world. But then we have to balance our faith. When we look at Exodus, the 12th chapter, and an epidemic had come, because the firstborn of the Egyptians were dying. Okay? All the firstborn were dying. And the only way that the Jew was even to save, the Hebrew was saved, is that they got themselves in quarantine. They isolated themselves. And they put that blood over their doorpost. And then their God had told them to be. Not only because of what was prophetically about to happen, but even in the natural, what was about to happen. Safety was being isolated at that time. And so when I look at this, I said that we need to feed the blood, but also common sense, but also to understand what inventions is God releasing at this time. Most crises are actually opportunities masquerading itself as something very fearful and terrible that's happening to us. But on the other other side of that, God's going to position us to manifest in destiny and purpose, and in his counsel of something that will bring riches and will bring glory and honor to God. And so I ask you guys to, I'm asking you Jeanette, to speak to this moment in time, because like a lot of the pastors were going online with their ministry and broadcasting, they all had to manifest themselves because of what the environment is restricting them to do. This was a great field of opportunity that's been so available, undeveloped. But now, I believe ministry just, they're not going to simply just go back to the old norm. They're going to adopt a new norm. But as pastors and churches are having to reinvent themselves, I believe all of us are having to do the same thing. Like many of us, we are working remotely from our 9-to-5 window jobs. We still have our duties, but we're doing it remotely. So what is it that you feel that we need to take and apply this in terms of reinventing and manifesting for the other side? And then I'm going to open it up.
Well, sometimes we won't really know those new things until we're faced to discover new things. And
yeah.
So this was an opportunity for leaders, for ministers to step into new territories that they have never stepped into or even discovered. Even the resources. Resources, it came about because we were in a place because the need was there, we stepped into newer places and we had to break away from the traditional places. We had to break away from the ways of old, the ways of doing things in the old ways. And I believe God is moving forward. He's showing us new things. He's wanting us to create new things, to use us to create new things. And this was just an opportunity for those things to be catapulted and pushed forth so that we would break away from those old traditions, so that we would be prepared to do the new thing, that we would perceive it and that we would lay hold of it and that we would do it. Because otherwise, sometimes let's face it, our human side wants to hold us back from being moved into newer places. So this was an awesome opportunity that God used for us to break out of tradition and to be catapulted into the new thing.
Wow, well, I got to tell you, that so many of us have been complacent, and we've trusted in the ease and the security of the strength of flesh. So God has allowed this test to come to us so that we can be able to judge ourselves and so that we can reinvent and begin to participate creatively in what God is about to walk this nation. For those of you that are listening up to this broadcast and you have not gotten your copy of Destiny, The Other Side of Blue, it's available on Amazon.com, or you can go to also .life and get your copy, because in this book, these collaborative writers came not knowing such a crisis as this was going to come up, and put incredible wisdom for managing what perceives to be reroutes or setbacks in our time of destiny into a manifestation of a direct route to what God wants us to be. Get your copy of this book, and you'll see this incredible wisdom that evangelist Jeanette has laid out to us about seizing the opportunity, how to reinvent the fear, to save, to conquer, and to make changes in direction that God has for us. And Apostle and Paul, do people tease you about that? Because his real name is Paul. He's an apostle. He does an incredible presentation on what is destiny, you know, from his point of view, from God's point of view. What is destiny? And in truth, all of this stuff that is happening is within the chemistry of what God always intended for us. This is how he's able to work it together for our good. He knows this is what to do. In fact, he ran to the end. They came back to the beginning to tell us what it's going to be like so we can know what to do, so we can know what our visions and what our destinies were. Brothers and sisters, I really thank you for taking the time out with us and beginning to let faith be stirred up inside of your heart to take your role and your place in your position to make a difference in this world. And we do pray for all of our people that are on the front lines, all the people that are rushing at the grocery stores, the things that just must continue even though we're under this global attack. These people need our prayers and our faith, and I ask that all of us will begin to pray for them, but call up and encourage somebody and that are fulfilling these roles and responsibilities. God is already in it to work all these things
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Hey, I want to thank all of you that joined us as a guest. As you can tell, we had incredible technical battles that we were fighting to manifest this sound, but we did it and we persisted. I trust that the technicians can do a couple of calisthenics to clean this up as we release it out into the public. But thank you for sharing your faith with us and your and the grace that God has given you. Apostle Paul, I do thank you for your contribution. We'll talk to each other after we're online, but I wanted to say thank you very much, Danette. Thank you very much, Apostle Paul, for contributing your incredible wisdom that God has given you about how we as a people can move into our faith and into our purpose and manifest it ourselves to the other side of you. God bless you.
Thank you, Doctor, for the opportunity.
Thank you.